Yevamos Perek Ches Mishnah Vav 8:6, the last of the Perek, and really sort of the last of these issues regarding human physiology. And so here we say the Sris Chama, if you have a Sris Chama, congenitally born man who never reaches sexual maturity, again, and he's a Kohen, Shenasa Bas Yisrael, and that Kohen marries a regular Jewish girl from a non-Kohen family, Ma'achila Batruma, that marriage permits this woman to now eat truma because their marriage is a bona fide marriage. There's no problem at all with the Sris Chama marrying anybody. The Sris Adam, who suffered some sort of trauma or otherwise during his lifetime, so he typically would have the status of being a Ptsua Daka, and therefore, of course, he couldn't marry to the regular Jewish female population, as we discussed before. But a Sris Chama, there's no restrictions at all. And unlike the partial restrictions that apply to men marrying an Ilanus because of the mitzvah Puruvu, since the mitzvah Puruvu doesn't apply to women, there's no legal reason at all why a woman could not or should not marry a Sris Chama, and therefore if she does, she can eat truma if her husband's a Kohen. And the truth is actually not much of a chedesh shol here in that. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim Androgynous. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say when it comes to an androgynous in English, androgynous person, similar word, from the two Greek words andros, meaning male, as in like an android, it's like a male-like creature, and gynos, which means female, like gynecology. So this androgynous is someone who has both male and female anatomical parts, so they're intersex. And if this is androgynous, is also a Kohen, meaning that his father was a Kohen. Shenasa bas Yisrael, if the androgynous Kohen marries a regular Jewish girl, ma'achila b'truma, she also can eat truma by virtue of this marriage, because Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi here in the Mishnah hold that the androgynous has the halachic status of being a definite male. Worth noting that the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi had a change of heart later on, and he subsequently considered an androgynous to being a suffic male, a doubtful male, meaning he's not sure whether he's a male or not. And therefore, that would then make her ability to eat truma be a suffic. A little more on that in a moment to the Mishnah. Lalach lamaisa, the Rambam passing it's a suffic, although he can marry a male, marry a woman, I should say. The Ramah says actually he can be treated as a vadai male. Rabbi Huda Omer, tumtum. When it comes to a tumtum is someone from the word atum, which means blocked off. So her matumtam. So the atum, the tumtum is someone whose genitalia are blocked off by like a flap of skin or some membrane. So therefore, we're not sure whether this person is a male or female. But underneath the membrane, there is either male or female anatomical parts, which means this person either is a male or female. It's just that we don't know yet because it's covered up. In contrast, the androgynous, which is not really much more the topic of our mission here, is more complicated because they're sort of perhaps a creature all to themselves with a different status that's maybe perhaps neither male nor female, as opposed to a suffix, but not in our Mishnah. In any case, the tumtum, so we don't know what he is or she is. Shenikra, that is torn open, meaning a surgical procedure is performed and we remove that flap of skin to discover what's beneath. Venimtza zachar, if it turns out that this person, the tumtum, is a male, because he has external male genitalia, so he's a male, it's a man. So then still, lo yachalot mipnei shu kusris, still that tumtum, even though now we've confirmed it's a man, may not perform chalitza, because, according to Rabbi Yehuda anyways, such a person is, such a tumtum is infertile, and therefore he has a status of being like a sris adam, and therefore he's been rendered unable to do a chalitza. Again, this mission here, Tana here, is going that the Sris Adam may not participate in chalitza. We had the machlokas tonight and before. The mission continues on and says, androgynous nosei, one who is an androgynous, meaning again he has both male and female parts, he may marry a woman, avalo nisa, but he may not be married to a man. Okay, so in other words, the Tana again is holding that androgynous is considered to be a male, not a female. And that's the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the Pasuk, that's true what we said now. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, androgynous, chayavin alav skila kazachar. that Rabbi Eliezer says that androgynous, if a man would sleep with the androgynous, they would be liable to the death penalty, skila, like any two men sleeping together. The difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer is that according to the Tanakhama, the androgynous is a man. So then certainly if another man sleeps with him, then they're liable. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a more complicated happening. So if the other person sleeps with this androgynous as if he were a man, so then they're both liable. If he sleeps with them as if he were a woman, then they're going to be exempt. Okay, so this is again one of those. Their machlokas is based on drush from the pasuk, from the psukim, talking about the Mishkav Zachar. It's technical. I don't want to get into it more here. But the halacha is that we treat the androgynous, again, it's essentially as a suffolk male, but he can get married to a woman.